Today is Monday, April 4th, and this is the Mount Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary. I'm so grateful to be reading God's Word with you. Today we have some really great passages to read. We pick up in the book of Exodus in chapter 15, 1 through 11, the song of Moses and Miriam. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood firm like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue, I will overtake them. I will divide the spoils, I will gorge myself on them. I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? And now let's move over to the Psalms. In my Bible, Psalm 103 is one of the most marked up Psalms. I don't know if you write in your Bible or not. I think it probably says something about my personality that my Bible is a mess with a lot of different markings. But Psalm 103 has meant so much to me over the years. And as you hear it today, I pray that the Lord would just bless you with it and remind you of his faithful love and forgiveness. Of David. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly host, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And now let's move over to Romans. Today in Romans, we're in chapter 3, and we'll read starting in verse 21 and go through the end of the chapter. The title in my Bible says, Righteousness Through Faith. But now a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in His blood. He did this to demonstrate His justice, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate His justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. On what principle? On that of observing the law? No, but on that of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. Is God the God of Jews only? Is He not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too. Since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith, and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together and as we contend together to try to be in God's Word daily as He feeds us from His Word. Thank you, Lord, for that reminder that You are compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and You take our sins as far as east is from west. You are like a father to us. You have adopted us as sons and daughters, and You have compassion on us as a father has on his children. You deliver us like You delivered the Israelites in amazing ways like the Red Sea, and we can celebrate Your work in our lives. Thank You for the most glorious deliverance that we have seen in Christ our Lord, and that faith in Him can lead us to justification, that we are justified not by our righteousness or works of the law, but because we believe on the One that has fully paid the price for our sins, has fully kept the law, and has redeemed us. Thank You, Lord, for those in our families and our fellowship whose names start with P. We ask, Lord, that You would bring them to mind throughout the day, and that You would provide them peace that passes understanding, and that You would guard their hearts and their minds in Christ Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for the reminder that none of us has anything to boast except in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we pray for those in our midst who do not know Christ or are not following Him for whatever reason. Draw them near to You. We pray, our Lord Jesus. In Your name we pray. Amen.